You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Lock Haven. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In Lock Haven, we paired with a college journalism class and had students find someone interesting to interview. Today, Lock Haven University student Sarah Adderhold talks with social work professor Lynette Wrights.
Can you tell me about how you got into your line of work?
So I got into being a social worker after I started as a teacher. So I graduated with my degree in elementary education, and my plan was always to try to help kids. And when I got into the classroom, I realized that that wasn't really where I wanted to be. And so I started going to social work classes with my husband, who was in a social work program at the time. I found that I really liked what they were doing and I could relate to what they were talking about, and I didn't even know what social work was. And so that became a passion of mine.
As a social worker, do you have any favorite stories that you're willing or and allowed to tell?
The very first patient that I had happened to be a 21-year-old student at one of the colleges in the area. At the time, I was assigned to the adult intensive care unit at Geisinger, and we are a level one trauma center, so we would get really critically injured individuals. This 21-year-old guy, he ended up paralyzing himself from the neck down. He was on a ladder at his fraternity, painting the side of the building, getting ready for school to start in his senior year. And he did one of those things where you turn your neck and crack it. And by doing that, he caused himself to have a spinal stroke and became paralyzed from the neck down in the blink of an eye. My job really in that instance was to work with the family and to try to help them deal with this sudden change. So one of the major challenges for me was I had to figure out how to get him to the next place because he needed a ventilator and he needed rehab. And the only place that could take a person with a ventilator needing rehab was in Philadelphia. So I learned a couple years later that he went back home. Technology had improved to the point where he could be like Stephen Hawking and have something that he could blow on to help him maneuver in a wheelchair. And he was able also to use something with his computer that he was a journalist and was writing for some different magazines and print sources and was doing that while he was at home. He'll always stay with me. And I always tell my students, I don't ever want to see any of you cracking your necks because you don't know what damage you could do. But I also always remember them because of the strength and the faith and the resilience and the determination that they showed in the face of a really devastating situation.
Yeah, that's quite a first patient.
Mm-hmm.
Lock Haven University student Sarah Adderhold talks with social work professor Lynette Wrights. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.